Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com. I'm going to provide you with an introduction to MLA formatting and MLA style. Your instructor has asked you to format your term paper using Modern Language Association, or MLA style. You feel confident enough to produce the paper, but you've never heard of MLA style. Do you panic or do you research MLA style and MLA formatting? This article will explain MLA style and offers a list of tips that our editors have learned over the years. If you have a general understanding of what MLA style is, and you are just looking for examples of MLA citations, we can help with that too. A simplistic definition of MLA format. MLA style is a universally accepted way to document source material for many types of humanities documents. It is simpler than some other style guides, such as the APA Style Guide or the Chicago Manual of Style, and has two basic requirements. 1. Brief parenthetical citations within the text. 2. An alphabetical list of works cited that corresponds with the in-text citations and appears at the end of the paper. In simple terms, you put a reference of your source material in parentheses next to the text, and you list all the sources which you have referred to in alphabetical order at the end of the paper. Of course, there is so much more to MLA style and MLA formatting than just that. Indeed, the current version of the MLA Handbook for Writers of Research Papers, 7th edition, runs to 292 pages. But here are the most commonly encountered style and formatting points. To emphasize or not. Sometimes it is appropriate to draw attention to particular words in your paper by using italics for emphasis. Example, he really ate a lot. But using italics for emphasis is inappropriate in research writing and inconsistent with MLA style. Generally, in MLA format, foreign words used in English text are to be italicized, as are words and letters referred to as words and letters. For example, he spelled argument with an E. Argument and the letter E would both be italicized. MLA research paper format tips. Your instructor may issue particular instructions. If so, follow them. Otherwise, the following will help you set out your research paper in MLA style. Use a clear typeface, Arial or Times New Roman, in a readable size, at least 11 point. Justify the text to the left margin, leaving the right margin ragged. Leave 1-inch margins on the top, bottom, left, and right. Indent the first word of a paragraph by 0.5 inches. Indent set-off quotations by 1 inch. Use double spacing throughout. Use single spaces after full stops, commas, etc. There is no need for a title page. At the top of the first page, type your name, your instructor's name, the course number, and the date on separate double-spaced lines. The title of your research paper should be centered on the first page. There is no need for it to be highlighted or in bold or for it to appear in capitals or italics. Page numbers should also appear at the top right-hand corner with a 0.5 inch margin from the top and with a flush right margin. It is good practice to include your last name before the page number in the event that pages go astray. Do not use the abbreviation P before the page number or add another mark or symbol. You need not to include a page number on the front page. Check with your instructor. Good grammar, punctuation, and spelling are essential parts of your research paper. There is no room for basic typos at this level. Our advice is to check and check again. Don't just rely on your word processor spell checker. Get a second pair of eyes to look over your paper. Try our student essay editors to ensure that MLA style is consistent throughout your paper and that there are no grammatical errors. Please note that this article refers to the 7th edition of the MLA Handbook for Writers of Research Papers. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.